We welcome you at Bethel Baptist Church here in Morgan Hill, California. And we pray that you may experience the love, the power, and the comfort that can only come from God's Word. And if you're a visitor, we ask you to please fill out the registration card. You can get one from one of our ushers in the back, and when the offering plate is passed, you can drop it in, and Pastor Thomas would like to call you and thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find an outline in the bulletin. Also, the scripture of the month is also found in the bulletin in Romans chapter 7 and verse 6. The scripture says, "But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." And now, let us praise the Lord together with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Good morning, everyone. Happy Lord's Day. Let's go to our first hymn, number 234, Wonderful Words of Life. And we'll sing the first and the last. Your focus when you open up God's Word, it's not just a book, it's wonderful words of life, right? That gives us hope. Why don't we turn to the next hymn, number 264, In the Garden, and we'll sing the first and the last. Hymn, number 280, Moment by Moment. Why don't we all rise as we sing the first and the last of number 280, Moment by Moment.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. What a blessing it is that God has called us together to listen to His Word, to sing His praises, and draw closer to Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into Your presence by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, seeking to hear Your Word and Your voice, seeking to do Your will, seeking to please You. And we pray for Your hand of blessing upon each and every one of us to encourage our hearts in the way of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 7:25, it says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them." And so, Father, we come to you seeking your intercession in the lives of your people who are called by your name, in the lives of those who are afflicted with the infirmities of this world, in the lives of those who are seeking your guidance and direction. Father, we lift up to you the families of Bethel and pray for your divine spirit to be upon them, that there would be that hungering and that thirsting for your word to draw them closer to you, to be involved in studying the scriptures, in learning more about the Lord Jesus Christ and how to live in his presence. That as we learn to live by the power of the Spirit of God, that those around us would see and would hear of your transforming power, to know that there is a newness of life and a newness of hope that is found through having faith in Jesus Christ, and that this our neighborhoods and our country and our state would be transformed by the power of the gospel, which alone can save. Father, there are many in our midst and in our families who are sick, and we pray for your healing touch and your comforting spirit upon them. And we pray that you be with Bob Jones and Tae Young as they're caught up in whatever sickness is going around. We pray for Lil Ida, who needs strength. Her blood platelets are low, and we pray for you to strengthen her and give her health and strength and purpose in her living out her purpose in you. We pray for Christina Ida too, as well, to have strength in you and to have strength in her body as Lord, you would bless her with your divine wisdom and guidance. Father, we lift up to you Raquel Otero, and Lord, she's still in ICU. She's with severe asthma, and recovering from a viral infection. We thank you, Lord, that the virus seems to be gone, and she's having troubles breathing, Lord. So we pray for your strengthening spirit and for your healing power. There's an issue that they need to look at with her kidneys. We pray for you to strengthen her and give her recovery of health and life. She's looking forward, Lord, to your strengthening power, that come May she would be able to hold a new great-grandson. Lord, then it's in your hands, and we thank you, Lord, that you do all things well and all things perfectly. We lift up to you our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, who have several different health issues, for your strength upon them, for Jorge and Martha Peretti, also with multiple health issues. For Monty Llewellyn, who has a whole slew of health issues, Lord, we pray for these people, that you would lift them up and give them strength in you and comforting by your divine presence and spirit, and that you would touch their bodies and give them joy and strength and healing. Father, we lift up to you those that are dealing with cancer, and Patricia Llewellyn and Bob Jones's brother Ron and Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law Peter. Lord, we pray for your hand of blessing upon them and give them strength. We're thankful to hear that Jacqueline Palmer is expecting in May, and pray for your deliverance, your control, your capable hands to lift up and care for that child, and that the family would raise this child in the love and the admonition of the Lord, rejoicing in your provision. We pray for wisdom and guidance of the people of Bethel, that as we as a people are looking at making some changes to the way our facilities are, to take all of our buildings and combine them in one, and as we look to do outreaching, to communicate the gospel in a clear fashion to those around us in our community. Lord, I lift up to you Martha, as she has a court date on Tuesday, for you would bless her and give her peace and comfort and a goodwill of your presence, and that the truth would be revealed and that the joy of the Lord would be manifested in the events. We pray for Christians throughout the world who are being persecuted for your faith, their faith, for you to strengthen them to abound in your presence and glory, that the joy of the Lord would be their strength and their hope. Lord, we lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in multiple places in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Martha Peretti, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Merixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. We pray for you to bless them and use them in a mighty way to expand the kingdom of Christ. We pray for the offering that we're about to receive, that it be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel, that you would do a mighty work in us and through us. We pray for those that support the work of ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary or listening over KKMC radio, over the internet, or later on in the CDs. Bless them with your hand of blessing and with your spirit of strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with that beautiful song. And again, I would like to say welcome to those who are in our sanctuary worshiping with us today, and those who are over KKMC and the internet. Today, we're going to be continuing our study in the book of Nehemiah. And if we'll all turn in our Bibles now to Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. If you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall, that there were no breaks left in it, though at that time I had not hung the doors in the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, "Come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono." But they thought to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them saying, "I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?" But they sent me this message four times, and I answered them in the same manner. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me as before, the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand. In it was written, "It is reported among the nations, and Geshem say that you and the Jews plan to rebel. Therefore, according to these rumors, you are rebuilding the wall, that you may be their king. And you have also appointed prophets to proclaim concerning you at Jerusalem, saying, 'There is a king in Judah.' Now these matters will be reported to the king. So come, therefore, and let us consult together." Then I sent to him, saying, "No such thing as you say are being done, but you invent them in your own heart. For they all were trying to make us afraid, saying, 'Their hands will be weakened in the work, and it will not be done.' Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we enter into your presence through our mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one between God and man. And Father, we come today asking you that you might make your words plain to us, so we might know them and that we might be obedient to your word today. As Jeremiah was lamenting over the rebellion of his people, Lord, he said in Jeremiah, "Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days of old." Lord, if it's left up to this nation and ourselves, we would not turn to you. But Lord, you turn us back and give us the patience to wait and comfort us by your grace until this happens, Lord. Lord, there's many of us that have trials and tribulations in our life today and many sorrows. But we know, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we come to seek your strength and your joy today, Lord. And Father, today, as we hear from our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you might be with him and give him wisdom. And as we hear your word, Lord, we pray as we go from this day, Lord, may we put it into practice. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.